From Jefferson Public Radio, I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another JPR Live Session presented by Sierra Nevada Brewing Company. JPR Live Sessions are recorded with Audix microphones. Audix, when sound matters. My guests today have been making music together for a very long time, but have just released a duo record called Fittingly, Crispin and Corbett. It's Simon Crispin, who has been here many times, and Wes Corbett, who's making his first visit. Welcome. Welcome to JPR. It's nice to meet you, Wes.
Thank you.
Welcome back, Simon. Good to see you.
You too.
How are things?
Life is good. I mean, well, yes.
You had some car trouble.
Automotive issues aside, life is great.
Which, of course, is allowing you to be stuck in Ashland for a bit so that we can do this, so that it all works out in the end.
Right. Yes.
Reading through the bio information on the page built for this duo record, it mentions that you two are literally from the same place, Bainbridge Island, Washington.
Yeah.
But not the same age, right? So you weren't really friends growing up.
We weren't friends until I was 14. Simon is about 6 or so years older than me, so we weren't ever like in school together or anything. But once we started making music together, we became fast friends for sure. And I mean, I don't know. And Simon was also endlessly patient, I think, with me. I'd only been playing banjo for like 6 months when we first met, and he'd been playing dulcimer since you were 11.
10, I guess.
He was like already shredding, and I was...
Well, but I don't know.
So you had to have been curious at the thing, right? Because you also play upright bass, right?
Yeah, although that didn't come till later, I guess.
So you had to have been curious to see this instrument up close that Simon was lugging around and setting up.
Absolutely, yeah. The first time I heard him play, actually, was he opened for Bill Frisell. And yeah, I just remember being like, I don't really even know what that instrument is, but it sounds amazing, especially when that guy plays it. And then I introduced myself in front of a Vietnamese vegetarian food stand on Bainbridge Island called Emmy's. And Simon gave me his business card. I immediately went home and was like, I need business cards. I got some business cards with like the email address that I made in middle school and my parents' home phone number on them.
Yeah, that had to be one of three business cards that I ever gave away.
So. You still got the stack of them in the little box, right?
Probably somewhere, yeah.
Well, I'm really curious to hear some of this stuff live. I've been listening to the record. It's absolutely beautiful.
Thank you.
Just dulcimer and banjo for folks who are wondering what it is that we are talking about. Simon Crispin and Wes Corbett are my guests live today here at Jefferson Public Radio. The new record is called Crispin and Corbett, and information can be found online. The website is simonandwes.com. All right, what do you guys want to play first?
We'll play one of mine called Cape Ann. Thank you.
That is absolutely beautiful. It's called Cape Ann. It's the first song from the new duo record of Simon Chrisman and Wes Corbett, who are my guests live today on JPR Live Sessions. The record is just called Simon Chrisman and Wes Corbett. You can find information online, simonandwes.com. What a great tune.
Thanks so much.
Do you guys have a name for the kind of music you make?
Ooh.
I mean, it is generally just kind of lumped into folk music because people don't know where else to put it. But is there something, I mean, going back in time, the Daryl Angers, the Mike Marshalls, the Bela Flecks, all of those guys that were that first generation of doing new things and taking acoustic American music in new directions, it's never really got a good name.
Yeah. Right? I mean, I guess I kind of default to new acoustic music, but I don't know. That's pretty... bland.
It's like something you'd see on a divider card at a music store, right? Like,
right.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I think one of the really interesting things about what Simon and I do is that this instrumentation is not traditional. And so, and when we first started playing together, we didn't really even know that this was kind of a weird thing to be doing. And there also wasn't really anyone to reference this exact instrumentation, so we right. kind of ended up coming up with our own language together, you know, that was very much rooted in things that came before, but in terms of how these instruments interact, it was kind of just trial and error.
Yeah, and I mean, certainly, like you mentioned, looked up to and spent a lot of time listening to guys like Daryl Anger and Mike Marshall and that whole crew. It is so hard to find a name for these things.
Yeah. Simon, when you're out and about now, are there performers coming up or youngsters that you're seeing at camps that are now starting to migrate toward hammer dulcimer?
You know, it's really rare.
It's just you, isn't it?
There's one other dude who if there's somebody else who I hear about, it's this guy, Max. Great player, amazing. He has this, I can't remember, House of Falling Waters or something on the East Coast. And it'll be, yeah, I guess there's few enough people out there doing this kind of thing on the dulcimer that they'll be like, oh yeah, I saw this guy like in New York. He was in the subway. He was busking. And I'm like, oh, Max. And they're like, yeah, it was Max.
There's only two of us.
Right.
For a little bit of context to kind of put in perspective how the two of you have gotten to where you are now playing together. Going back in time, Wes, you were one of the original members of the band that we know Simon from, the Bee Eaters.
That's right, yeah.
And then spent some time in another great band, Joy Kills Sorrow. Mm-hmm. More recently have been playing with Molly Tuttle,
yeah.
Two-time International Bluegrass Music Guitarist of the Year.
That is correct.
Pretty cool award.
Yeah. First female ever to win.
Yeah, and first female ever, yeah, which is fantastic.
Or win, yeah.
So you guys have obviously known each other a long time, and you have played together a very long time. At what point did it start to dawn on you that there was something to be done with just these two instruments?
I mean, I think it's kind of always been in the back of my mind that we would make at least one duo record, if not many. I mean, I think this one has kind of opened the floodgates in terms of my perspective on it.
Yeah, it's just always kind of felt like home to come back to this context. So yeah, I hope we can keep doing it for a long time.
Can we hear something else from the album?
Sure. I can sing one for you maybe.
Oh, great.
Let's try one called Ain't Gonna Work Tomorrow.
Lord, I'm going to leave this country. Lord, I'm going to leave this world. Lord, I'm going to leave this country for the sake of a little girl. Oh, I ain't gonna work tomorrow. Oh, I ain't gonna work today. Oh, I ain't gonna work tomorrow, for it may be a rainy day. Can't you hear that banjo ringing? Can't you hear that lonesome sound? Can't you hear those pretty girls laughing, standing on the cold, cold ground? Oh, I ain't gonna work tomorrow. Oh, I ain't gonna work today. Oh, I ain't gonna work tomorrow, for it may be a rainy day. My darling passes by. Oh, I ain't gonna work tomorrow. Oh, I ain't gonna work today. Oh, I ain't gonna work tomorrow, for it may be a rainy day.
That is Simon Chrisman and Wes Corbett playing for us live here at Jefferson Public Radio. Their new record is called simply Simon Chrisman and Wes Corbett, very creatively titled record. SimonandWes.com, the place to go online to learn more and hear more. As a layperson, it sounds like these two instruments are very similarly placed in terms of range and sound quality. Is it hard to stay, especially with the intricate stuff that you guys are playing, is it hard to stay out of each other's way?
Yeah, there are times when it, certainly we're right in the same range. And I guess that's part of the thing that happens over the years is hopefully we learn how to listen for that and figure out how to make that work. And I don't know, one of my favorite things is it's great to get out of the way range-wise, and then sometimes it's nice to just be in the same spot and try to make that work too.
Yeah.
Because they're both like percussive sounds, and I don't know, a lot of textures are available there.
I mean, I think range and like tone, all those things, it's like context is the key, right? Because like, yeah, there's a lot of similar qualities between these two instruments, and then you can kind of play with that, right? You can exaggerate those things that are similar. You can lump stuff into a very condensed zone range wise and then when you break out of it, like one of us goes low, one of us goes high, it's really satisfying. So it's all about the context in which you create.
Wes, I'm curious, because of your background as a kid learning music, your father was a conductor?
My mom's dad.
Your mom's dad, so your grandfather was a conductor. Do you feel like the music that you're doing now is an amalgam of classical music theory and the folk string music tradition?
Sure. I mean, how could it not be? I mean, I spent a lot of time playing that music as a kid and being inundated with it, for sure.
Do you play it on banjo?
A tiny bit.
Yeah, I know. Bela Fleck's done some classical stuff.
He's done some amazing classical stuff. Yeah, I mean, I haven't dug into it probably as much as I should. I also studied West African music when I was in middle school and high school, too. That's kind of snuck its way in there.
It's quite a bit of banjo music there.
Yeah, I mean, those are the... I basically kind of accidentally worked my way from the roots of the banjo to the banjo, totally unknowingly.
Like, kidding.
Played Malian percussion for a while, and then played kora for a while. I never played like ungoni or anything like that. That's like truly a direct descendant of the banjo. But not knowingly at all. But then when I heard Bela Fleck when I was like 13, it was kind of game over for everyone.
Who has also done a world music record showcasing the music of West Africa. Yeah. He's kind of done everything at this point.
He has.
Well, I'm so thrilled that you guys had time to be here and to play for us. It is an absolutely spectacular record. And Wes, it's certainly nice to meet you for the first time.
Yeah,
and
likewise.
Simon, always great to see you.
Likewise.
I do have a request, and I'm hoping that it's not too stressful to play live on the radio, but there is a really, really good quality video up of you guys doing a song from this record called Jane's Reel, speaking of intricate lines. And I'm kind of hoping you can do that for us here.
Sure. Yeah, this is one that I wrote for my cat, actually.
Your cat?
Yeah, yep. Very special person in my life. She's named, actually, her name is Jane Goodall. She's named after my first crush. So here we go. Here's Jane's Reel.
Was something. Never before has something so grand been done for a cat. Wow, that was really amazing. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Eric. Thanks for having us.
That one's called Jane's Reel. Simon Chrisman and Wes Corbett are live in the studios today. JPR live sessions are supported by and recorded with Audix microphones. Located in Wilsonville, Oregon, Audix designs, engineers, and manufactures high-performing innovative products that contribute to the advancement of the professional audio industry. The new record just out is called Simon Chrisman and Wes Corbett. Information can be found online, simonandwes.com. Simon, before you go, I have to ask, I know with drummers, there is often a little bag of extra sticks that sit next to them in the case one of them flies off or breaks or cracks or something like that. Do you ever run the risk of breaking one of the hammers?
It's possible, yeah. It's never happened mid-tune. I've definitely dropped one. In fact, the other night...
Because you don't go down to the big box store and get new ones.
Right, yeah. I always have a little bottle of super glue on hand for when things go totally sideways. But yeah, I've definitely got a second pair at home, and I should have them with me, but I don't.
Well, it's good to see you again. Thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Support for JPR Live Sessions comes from Sierra Nevada Brewing Company. Family-owned, operated, and argued over since 1980, reminding listeners to think for themselves, but drink with others. SierraNevada.com.